Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Al Green, the River, and Al Green bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting, growing, or starting, running, or growing, or all three of those at the same time. Whatever you're doing with your small business, we got something that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. Tom has been doing a series with us on starting, running, and growing your business. He is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, and he has had a long career of helping entrepreneurs just like you and me, spending many years as a consultant with the SBDCs. He teaches leadership at Harvard University School of Public Health, and he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom, one of the things that you talked about with us in the past was pricing. We had a little discussion in the past visit about pricing your product and that sort of thing, and you were going to give us a little bit more on that. And this is very important, and here's why. Right now, small business owners don't have any pricing power, not very little pricing power, and it's partially evidenced in surveys that we see where more small business owners are still discounting than are raising prices. We see it in the inflation rate. As long as there's virtually no inflation, which we kind of have right now, people are loath to be able to raise prices. And as long as that's going on, and as long as people don't have the courage to hold their prices or keep from discounting or even get the courage to raise prices, profitability is going to be hurt. Talk to us about this.
It will. Typically, you can increase pricing commensurate with inflation, and none of your customers are really going to blink. And so right now, that's in the 1, 2, maybe 3% range. And so just be aware of that you can have moderate price increases that aren't going to hurt your business, and in some ways, you're leaving money on the table if you don't. Now, there's a few ways to do the pricing. One way is negotiation. Now, this works better for corporate sales, in which you have a retail price, and then you negotiate based on volume, and you see what the market will bear. Now, there's two ways to negotiate that. One is to take your retail price and give a discount, and the other way is to take your cost and do an increase. That's called cost plus.
Mm-hmm.
Both work very well, and cost plus is going to work for bigger businesses, so bigger corporate businesses.
Especially contractors, people like that.
Yeah, in which the cost is fairly well known, and
mm-hmm.
you will say, okay, here's my cost, I'm going to mark it up 2 or 3%, and you even give your customer your cost, so
mm-hmm.
there's no bones about it. This
That's
is
right.
my cost. This works very well for some very low-margin businesses. For instance, I knew somebody in the paper business, and he would sell things like paper towels and toilet paper, and
right.
very unglamorous things like that, but he would sell it to big corporations for use in all of their facilities, and he would sell it by the boxcar, and boxcars
yeah.
are
well,
very
and
big.
When the main product, paper, is literally a commodity that everybody buys the same paper and they pay the same price.
Correct. And so on $1 million order, he would charge 1% over cost.
Right.
Now, he would have to get that money up front because he can't carry that amount of account receivable if you're only making 1% because it would just dissipate very quickly.
Other than a construction contractor, that's difficult to do for a small business, though, isn't it? Is it cost plus?
The reason it's difficult to do is it's a very competitive business, and contractors have a very difficult time. I work with a lot of contractors, and the reason is that savvy customers are going to get two or three quotes, which
right.
is a smart thing to do. But that means that they've got to go home and do quotes knowing that two-thirds of the time they're not going to get the business. And that can be a giant time sucker for contractors, and they don't figure that into their business plan. So I let them know that right up front, that you've just got a plan that you're not going to get every order, which is fine. So that's why getting repeat business is so important, because if you know someone and you trust them and you like them, all of a sudden price doesn't become that much of an issue, and if it's a fair price, and what's going to happen is that the next time you're not going to go and get three bids because you know this person's fair.
And, of course, what we're talking about this moment is basically business to business, not business to consumer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, for business to consumer, you don't do cost plus. That's where you do your retail or your set price minus. Now, one of the problems with discounting your price, and this is what people are running into right now, is that you don't want to be seen as a commodity. You don't want to just be seen as everything, the same product everyone is selling, because now you've lost your uniqueness.
Well, and as I've said many times on the show, and my audience already knows what I'm going to say, I've said it so much, the price war is over and small business lost. The more you're seen as Tom just described, you're seen as a price point. And if you're a small business owner and you're seen as a price point, then you're basically only a matter of time before you're out of business.
Yeah, and so you want to compete on service, on quality, on all the intangibles.
On the experience, intangibles, that's a great word.
And your expertise, that's the thing that matters, and people will pay for that happily. Now, if you do need to discount to get that initial customer or that initial sale, the way you do it is don't reduce your pricing. Do a variation of a coupon.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with this, folks. This is very important, because I know you're feeling pressure on pricing. Many of you are. There's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it that will help you in the future when prices come back up. 10 Till, right back with Tom Anastasi. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.